KCBS is gauging reaction to the video that was just released of that attack. Tyree Nichols died 3 days later in the hospital, as you just heard. Five Memphis police officers have been charged with second-degree murder this week. And for more, we are joined in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lori Levinson, law professor at Loyola Law School. Lori, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
You know, we were warned it was shocking, and now we know why. You could hear a pin drop in the newsroom as this video was playing. What is your reaction?
Oh, it's extremely disturbing. I mean, it's so reminiscent of a case that I remember well, the Rodney King case, where you just see police officers walloping on this individual as he sort of lets out pleas for them not to do this. And they see him pepper spraying him, and he's helpless. And there's so many of them and just one of him. And you just wonder, why are they doing this?
You know, you brought up Rodney King, and a lot of people have compared this video to that one. So much time has passed. Is the way the court view videos and police violence changed?
I think so. Let's not forget that Rodney King was actually the first time we had a video case. Up to then, people tended not to believe that the police would do such a thing. And that was a private individual who had taped this. This was actually from body camera, and we have multiple videos. We still have to figure out exactly the sequence of what happened and why these officers would do it, but we're in a different era. We're in an era where police officers are going to be charged for this conduct.
Given the video that we've so far seen, and it's still running, were second-degree murder charges the right call as opposed to first-degree?
Oh, I think so, because first-degree murder is usually reserved for a premeditated killing. And these officers certainly could be responsible for murder, which is conscious disregard for life, an intent to cause serious bodily harm. But I don't think there's any evidence that they had sort of set this up so that they could kill this individual.
Do you see the possibility of hate crime charges? All the officers were black. The victim was black. But certainly there are those who say race played a part in this crime.
I think that will be difficult and unlikely to charge. I mean, race plays a role, but that doesn't make every crime into a hate crime. And so I think that that might be part of the motivation. I'm not sure, but they don't need to charge it at this point, and the charges could change along the way.
The officers are out on bond between $250,000 and $350,000 each. Are you surprised that there was a bail set that low?
I'm not totally surprised. First of all, I don't think that there's anywhere these officers can go and that they're not likely to flee. It might outrage some people because it is true. Police officers are not treated the same as other suspects. But within the system where we're actually trying to get bail lower on other defendants, these fellows have been known that they've been under investigation a long time, and I don't think that they're likely to be a flight risk.
Thank you. As always, we appreciate it. Lori Levinson, law professor at Loyola Law School.